It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Post Malone is getting into the marijuana business with his very own brand that launches in July. He's launching a chronic company he's dubbed Shaboink, and it's specializing in a line of flower, pre-roll joints, and vaporizers. Shaboink products will officially roll out in California dispensaries on July 4th, which is also Post Malone's 24th birthday. His biz will produce THC and CBD products.
Yo, bro, you got that Shaboink?
Legendary Disney voice actor Jim Cummings, who is known for voicing characters like Tigger and Winnie the Pooh, is being accused of rape and animal abuse by his ex-wife. According to court documents, she claims that since her divorce from him, he has engaged in physical, sexual, and emotional abuse, including but not limited to death threats, rape, and various sexual deviant behavior forced upon me without my consent. She also says that he raped her back in 2013, which was 2 years after she ended their marriage.
Well, that's wonderful.
Isn't that so awful?
Yay, wonderful.
Yikes. Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, moved out of her parents' house in Beverly Hills to help escape the media circus over their involvement in the college admissions scandal. Sources say her parents still face a lot of media attention, and there's paparazzi at the family house every day. It's very stressful, I guess, for everybody. She's decided to move out for now because she doesn't want to be followed when she leaves the house. Hayden Panettiere's boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, was arrested after getting physical with her. Cops were called to the couple's home in Hollywood at 2:30 a.m. following a heated argument that turned violent. He was then arrested for domestic violence. He was also arrested back in October after he got into a fight with his own father and even chased him around with a Gatorade bottle in front of cops. I don't know if you've ever heard of the, like, Hayden Panettiere rumors, but there is some wild stuff
like
about
what?
That girl.
Give me something. I got to hear something.
Like, just that growing up as a child actor, her mom was, put her into sex trafficking, and there was just all this crazy abuse going on in her family, and that she's a major victim, and that she keeps dating guys who do weird stuff to her. I mean,
Has anybody ever asked her, though? Like, has anybody said, hey, were you sex trafficked?
I don't know. This is the rumor. I don't think she wants to talk about it. I think it's like a hidden thing that some people in Hollywood know about. This is what I'm telling you is like the underground rumor. And then also, she supposedly, like, she has a new baby, but she, like, was, she said that she was going through postpartum depression and all this, but she ended up just, like, giving the baby to someone else to, like, rape. I don't know. There's all this weird stuff with Hayden. Rumors. You can look into it if you Google her, like, past stuff. And Madonna says that she's now fighting ageism in the music industry and that she is being punished for hitting 60. She told British Vogue magazine, "People have always been trying to silence me one reason or another, whether it's that I'm not pretty enough, I don't sing well enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not married enough, and now it's that I'm not young enough. So they just keep trying to find a hook to hang their beef about me being alive on. Now I'm fighting ageism and I'm being punished for turning 60. This full feature is going to be in the June issue of British Vogue, available on May 10th. I have to say, it's not ageism. It's just that nobody cares about you anymore, Madonna. Like, nobody wants to see you, shaking your ass at 60 years old in a thong and thigh-high boots. Sorry. I don't know that that's ageism. It's just, like, you're phased out.
Sorry, Madonna. Alex is an ageist. No, I agree. I love Madonna back in the day. A little like a virgin will be my favorite thing to dance to at a wedding, but
it's not relevant anymore.
It's the thing, like, you don't have to be attractive to be out there. It has to do with the music, and I'm just trying to think of a song that Madonna's released that I've liked recently.
But her ways on how to get attention for herself is doing all this half-naked stuff, whatever. You're an old lady. Embrace it.
Dude, I think it's, like, she's obviously not relevant as far as, like, pop culture now and, like, top charts now, but I think, like, you have to respect what she has done.
Yeah, people do, but I think she's ruining her
look.
Her, not look, but basically,
brand.
Yes, she's ruining her brand by trying to keep going. Kind of like I feel the same way about Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey needs to take a break. She needs to stop trying to come out with flops and just end on a high note. So that's the garbage.
All right, thank you so much, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.